Now let's talk a little Boston sports as we get on board the telephone line and welcome in Chad Finn of the Boston Globe and Boston.com. Hello there, Chad.
Hello, Rich. Just in time, huh?
Perfect timing. I love it. When a plan comes together here. How have you been?
No complaints. No. Went to a Celtics game as a fan last week and got to see them no-show for the Suns, but at least I was there. They weren't, but I was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that seems to be their M.O. this season, and I don't know that it means anything in the big picture, because when they decide they want to step it up, they can certainly play with anybody in the league.
Yeah, I think mostly you have to think about put the weight in the positive things, that they've tended to beat the teams that they are going to cross paths with and later in the playoffs if everything goes according to plan. You know, they broke the Nets the other day. 43-point win. Got Kyrie to quit on another team. They beat Golden State the second time. Fared well against the Bucks on Christmas Day. So I think you can kind of disregard, or at least cut them some slack on the bad losses, because they showed up when they needed to.
Absolutely. I have to check out, apparently based on what you wrote, this Bill Russell documentary is worth a viewing.
Yeah, it's really good. As I wrote, you probably don't learn anything that you didn't already know about him as a Celtics fan and somebody grew up around here and, you know, admirer of him as a person and as a player and all that he accomplished. But it's really well done, reiterating what you know. It's everybody's in it. Jason Tatum's in it. Larry Bird talks about him a little bit. Kuzi is a recent interview with Kuzi. He's really lucid and has a sense of humor. It's great to see him. And they used a ton of archival stuff. The actor Jeffrey Wright reads from two of Russell's memoirs in Russell's voice, and that's really good. And then just a ton of older interviews with Russell, including the last one. Director Sam Pollard told me it was the last one Russell did before he passed away. So you have fairly fresh thoughts from him on his life and career. So really, really worth watching for the footage and for the people that are in it, even if you know the story well.
Excellent. Well, speaking of Boston sports legends, Tom Brady did the deed, made it official since last we talked. No big surprise there. He's not coming back for anybody, is he? Is this really it?
I don't think he's coming back. It seemed like it was more serious this time. I mean, if you remember, the first time he retired, and I so wish I had picked up on this at the time, he never actually used the word retirement in that whole
right.
If I remember, 8 pages of thank yous. But he left that door open, even if we were all rushing to put his career in perspective and kind of overlooked the fact that, he might be back in 40 days. I think this one is real. I mean, I wanted to see him play for the Niners. That team has so much talent. Mm. It would have been a really nice place for his career to end. We all know his history, growing up idolizing Joe Montana in the Bay Area. I get the sense that maybe Kyle Shanahan's ego didn't think it could handle Tom Brady's ego, and Tom Brady getting a lot of the credit if they did get over the hump, because Brady's still very good, and the Niners don't really have a quarterback. They have everything else but a quarterback. So I want to see that happen, but I guess it probably won't.
Will he come back? I know there was some talk from Bob Kraft. Will he consider signing a one-day contract and retire as a Patriot?
Has everyone made the joke that they scribble out one day and write in 1 year when he's not looking? And, I feel like I've heard that one a few times. It's totally up to Tom, right? I mean, Kraft made it very clear he wants it to happen. I don't know where Brady is headspace-wise in terms of his relationship with Bill Belichick, but I feel like the air was really cleared when the Pats played the Bucks, not last this season, but the previous season. And, Brett Belichick went in the Bucks locker room, sat down, talked for quite a while afterwards. I feel like the fences have been mended, even though it's juicy for people like me and you to suggest that maybe they aren't. But, totally up to Tom whether he wants to do that. But I'm not cynical about that. I'd like to see it. I'll always think of him as a Patriot, so why not? One more day.
We're talking with Chad Finn here on Downtown. Do you think he'll be part of the Super Bowl broadcast this weekend?
That's a good question. I talked to my assignment that when he retired again was to write about the what Fox will do. And from what I gathered, they had no plans whatsoever to use him in the broadcast this year. At when he was an active player, when he before he announced his retirement, that they weren't going to slip him in there on the pregame show or do a sit down with Gronk or anything like that. That they were just whenever that contract, that 10-year, $375 million contract begins, that's when it begins. But now, because he's retired, it seems like they were trying to think of a way to make something happen. It won't be in the broadcast booth. That would be idiotic because they don't know if he can do this. They're paying him to glad hand, Rupert Murdoch's friends and be there at the upfronts and that sort of thing. That's what this $375 million is for. Not so much to be a broadcaster, even though it's his official title. They want the Tom Brady brand, and they can hurt that brand if they put him in the booth now and he's as bad as Drew Brees or somebody like that. So. I think they wait on that, but you might see him pop up for a few minutes, a quick interview on the pregame show or something like that.
So we'll see Kevin Burkhardt on the call then.
Yep, Kevin Burkhardt, Greg Olsen, both guys who are really good at this and really deserve the opportunity, even though maybe there's a sense that they're, at least coming into the season, that their profile wasn't high enough to call the Super Bowl. Olsen's getting the rave reviews now, which also coincide with people realizing Tony Romo has stopped preparing and it's catching up to him. I remember the Bills-Bengals playoff game where Olsen, the last couple minutes of that game, he told you everything that was happening as it was happening. Like he has this really great ability to recognize something and get it out in a very digestible, quick explanation that makes sense before the next play happens. And pretty impressive because you expect the quarterback's ability to that, not the ex-tight end. So he's good, and Burkhardt's terrific, too. I mean, we see him in the studio on that chaotic Fox baseball show, and he does a really good job there. And he's always been a good broadcaster lower down on the Fox depth charts. So I'm happy for these guys. I think they deserve this opportunity, and they'll do well with it.
Is CBS aware? Are they concerned at all that Romo does seem to be mailing it in lately?
Yes, they are for sure. Andrew Marchand, New York Post, reported that they had kind of an intervention with him. From what I understand, it's not an intervention. It's that Sean McManus, president of CBS, chairman of CBS Sports, and Jim Rykoff, who's there, he's a producer, director, both went to Romo's house and kind of sat down, watched some film with him, went over what he did well, what he didn't do well. And I imagine the Riot Act was read to some degree in those situations where he just kind of babbles about things. I mean, you think about the Patriots, I think it was a Patriots-Bills game that he did. Yeah, the Pats-Bills game when they returned the kickoff for the touchdown to start the game. And he said things like the Patriots have great special teams, just factually wrong things.
Right.
Historically, they do. This year, they stink, and they have for a couple of years. And it was clear he wasn't putting in the work to be ready for the game beyond a couple of conversations. So I think they gave him a kick in the pants, and we'll see if it has an effect next season.
Red Sox, not that far away. Are they locked in the crews? What do we know for sure about the radio and the TV crews for the coming season?
Well, they were Youkilis is doing the most on TV, picking up some of those at games. Maloney's going to have a bunch on TV as an analyst, and also a bunch on WEI. I think he ends up doing about 90 games between the two. Will Middlebrooks, who I really like, great on social media, and he's a really nice guy. He's got around 35 to 40, and he'll also be in the studio a lot. They're going to use Wakefield in the broadcast booth as a third voice, not all the time, but as the pitcher counter to whatever hitter is in there, ex-hitter is in there as an analyst. So you'll be seeing him in the booth more than in the studio, which has been his role in the past. And The new addition to the studio is Darnell McDonald. I remember him as a brief Red Sox, but a well-liked utility outfielder and a really good guy. Worked in the Cubs system for a while. He's going to be picking up some games, but otherwise it's a familiar group in the studio, Jim Rice and Lenny DiNardo, guys like that. So it's a little few changes here and there. X going to be really missed, but I think they've done a pretty good job piecing it together.
And Joe's going to miss, what, about a third of the radio games this year? Is that the plan?
Yeah, something like that. Another analyst explained it to me as Joe's going to do most of the home games and the road cities that he likes.
Well, you know what? After all these years, he's earned the right to do that.
He sure as heck has, yeah. And I don't think the contract's been finalized yet, but they're planning to bring back Sean McDonough to do some games for third or fourth straight year, I think. So he'll be in the mix then. That's always welcome. And Will Fleming will be there almost every day, and Maloney will be in there a little bit.
Excellent. Well, Chad, good to talk with you. As always, Chad Finn of the Boston Globe, we appreciate you getting us in on your busy afternoon, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Always good talking to you, Rich. Thanks a lot.